Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we analyze the S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Public Storage, a leading player in the self-storage industry. Known for its extensive network of storage facilities, Public Storage has a significant presence in the market. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their business strategies, DEI efforts, market adaptation, and how they compare to other players in the self-storage industry. Let's dive in.
Public Storage operates in a unique sector with specific market dynamics. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like optimism bias and status quo bias affect their decision-making, particularly in areas like facility expansion and pricing strategies?
Optimism bias can impact Public Storage's expansion strategies. Optimism bias refers to the tendency to overestimate positive outcomes and underestimate risks. This might lead Public Storage to pursue aggressive expansion plans based on overly optimistic projections of demand for self-storage units. For example, they might enter new markets or invest in facility upgrades based on the belief that future demand will exceed current trends, potentially overlooking potential risks or market saturation. Status quo bias is another relevant factor. This bias involves a preference for the current state of affairs and resistance to change. In the context of Public Storage, status quo bias might manifest in their pricing strategies or operational practices. They may prefer to maintain existing pricing structures and operational methods rather than adopting new technologies or pricing models, even if market conditions suggest that change could be beneficial.
Understanding and managing these biases helps Public Storage make more informed decisions about expansion and pricing, ensuring they remain competitive and responsive to market demands.
Exactly. By addressing optimism and status quo biases, Public Storage can make more strategic decisions about facility expansion and pricing, optimizing their market presence and financial performance.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at Public Storage. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the self-storage industry?
DEI is important for Public Storage in building a diverse and inclusive workplace, which can drive innovation and improve overall performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, DEI initiatives can enhance the company's reputation and appeal to investors who value corporate social responsibility. A strong DEI commitment can lead to a more engaged and productive workforce, as diverse perspectives contribute to better problem solving and decision making. For investors, DEI efforts signal that Public Storage is focused on ethical practices and long-term sustainability, positively impacting their market perception and investment attractiveness.
Investors increasingly consider DEI when evaluating companies, recognizing that a diverse and inclusive workforce can lead to better business outcomes and improved company performance.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their corporate strategies, Public Storage not only strengthens its internal operations but also enhances its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Public Storage operates in a competitive and evolving industry with changing consumer preferences. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
Public Storage adapts by monitoring market trends, customer needs, and competitive dynamics. Behavioral finance helps them understand consumer behavior and make strategic adjustments. For example, if consumer preferences shift towards more technologically advanced self-storage solutions, Public Storage might invest in digital access systems or enhance security features. By leveraging insights from behavioral finance, they can anticipate market changes and adjust their offerings to meet evolving customer demands and stay ahead of competitors.
Public Storage's ability to adapt to market changes and consumer preferences is crucial for maintaining its competitive edge and ensuring continued growth.
Exactly. By applying insights from behavioral finance, public storage can navigate market fluctuations and evolving consumer trends, optimizing their strategies for long-term success.
Now, let's compare public storage to other self-storage providers like Extra Space Storage, CubeSmart, and Life Storage. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Each self-storage provider has unique behavioral finance dynamics. Public Storage is known for its extensive network and established market presence. Extra Space Storage focuses on innovative storage solutions and customer service. CubeSmart emphasizes community engagement and operational efficiency, while Life Storage offers a range of storage options with a focus on customer convenience.
Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate the relative strengths and strategies of each self-storage provider and how behavioral finance influences their market positioning.
Exactly. By comparing these companies, investors can assess which providers' strategies align with their investment goals and how behavioral finance impacts their performance and market approach.
To sum up, public storage's approach is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through expansion strategies, DEI efforts, or market adaptation. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives public storage's performance and where potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.